Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David Mitchell, the 12th hour apostolic servitor in congregation Mount Zion at the 12th hour in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is November 27, 2017, that is 6/10/2021, we're going to start our first service today with a song entitled, The 90 and 9. There were 90 and 9 that safely lay in the shelter of that fold. But one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold. Away on the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care. Away from the tender shepherd's care. Now thou hast here the 99, are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd makes answer, this of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep. But none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crawled, nor how dark was the night that the young passed through ere he found his sheep. There was law out in the desert. He heard his cry, sick and helpless and ready to die. Sick and helpless and ready to die. Now whence are those blood drops all the way that mark at the mountain's try? They were shed for one who had gone astray, that the shepherd should bring him back. Thus whence are the hands so rent and torn? There appears tonight by many a thorn. There appears tonight by many a thorn. But all through the mountains thunder-riven, and up from the rocky sea, there rose red cry to the gate of heaven, rejoice, I found my sheep. And the angels echoed around the throne, rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. Rejoice, for the King brings back his own. Serve the Yahweh. Part 1. Joshua 24. Verse 15. It says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, are the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Yahweh. Exodus chapter 10. We're going to read the whole chapter. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, Go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the hearts of his servants, that I might show thee my signs before him, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know how that I am the Yahweh. And Moses and Aaron came in unto Pharaoh and said unto him, This is Yahweh Elohim of the Hebrews, how long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else if thou refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow will I bring the locusts into thy coast, and they shall cover the face of the earth, that one cannot be able to see the earth, and they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remaineth unto you from the hail, and shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field. And they shall fill thy houses, and the houses of all thy servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither thy fathers nor thy fathers' fathers have seen, since the day that they were upon the earth unto this day. And he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's servants said unto him, How long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Yahweh thy Elohim. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, Go serve the Yahweh your Elohim. But who are they that shall go? And Moses said, We will go with our young and with our old, and with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds will we go, for we must hold a feast unto the Yahweh. And he said unto them, Let the Yahweh be with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones look to it. For evil is before you. Not so. Go now, ye that are men, and serve the Yahweh, for that ye did desire, and they were driven out from the Pharaoh's presence. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come up on the land of Egypt, and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail hath left. Okay, and it says, And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Yahweh brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night, and when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested on all the coast of Egypt. Very grievous were they. Before them there were no such locusts as they neither after them shall be such. For they covered the face of the whole earth so that the land was darkened, and they did eat every herb of the land and all the fruit of the trees with the hail had left, and there remained not any green thing in the trees or in the herbs of the field through all the land of Egypt. Now Yahweh can do this again. He can do it anytime he wants to, anywhere in the world. Verse 16, Exodus chapter 10. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in the haste, and he said, I have sinned against the Yahweh your Elohim and against you. We're dealing with that word sin, and here we are tying it in now with serving the Yahweh. Now therefore forgive, I pray thee, my sin, only this once, and entreat the Yahweh your Elohim that he may take away from me this death only. And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated Yahweh, and the Yahweh turned a mighty strong wind, west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coast of Egypt. That's a strong wind, folks. But the Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go. And Yahweh said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there be may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, and neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye, serve the Yahweh. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto Yahweh of Elohim. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind, for thereof must we take to serve the Yahweh our Elohim. And we know not with what we must serve the Yahweh until we come thither. So he said, we go out to sacrifice unto Yahweh, we don't know what we're going to need. He will tell us what animals to sacrifice for what purpose. And so we don't know, we have to take all of our cattle with us. But the Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said unto him, get thee from me, take heed to thyself, see my face no more. For in that day thou seest my face, thou shalt die. And Moses said, thou hast spoken well, I will see thy face again no more. Let's go ahead now and read chapter 11. Start with verse 1. And the Yahweh said unto the Moses, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, thus saith Yahweh, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. From the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the bill, and all the firstborn of the beast. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Yahweh doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. Well, he put a difference today between the Egyptians and Israel today. Okay, and all these thy servants shall come down unto me and bow down themselves unto me, saying, get thee out, and all the people that follow thee, and after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. Yahweh said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh. And Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. And this is, I'm in Exodus chapter 12 now, verse 2. It shall be the first month of the year unto you. Now get that. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month, that's the first month of the year, shall be unto you the beginning of the month, which would be Abib. It shall be the first month of the year unto you. Okay, in Exodus 23:15, we have a cross reference on that. Let's not turn to that and read it right quick. It says that thou shalt keep the feast of the unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in the time appointed of the month Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. Okay, there you are. So it says there in Exodus chapter 12, back, it says, speak unto ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according unto the number of the souls, every man according unto the eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep and from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire his head with his legs and with the putrescence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with the fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in the haste. It is the Yahweh's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land, and Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of the Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Yahweh. And the blood shall be unto you for a token upon the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And we're dealing with blood here, and we're also dealing with blood today. The blood of Yahweh, the Son, Yahshua, in the heavenly sanctuary above. It is still very active and very alive. Eternally, that is. Verse 14, Exodus 12. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast unto the Yahweh throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation unto you. When it says holy convocation, it's the same thing as a holy Sabbath. Sabbath has the Father's name, Abba, in the name Sabbath. And so therefore, these holy convocations are all one and the same. Holy feast, when you see feast days, you're talking about holy days. All right. This says, and in the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation unto you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And you shall observe the feast of the unleavened bread, which comes on the 15th day of Abib, the first month of the year. For in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. So, Adventists, you are without excuse. That's the reason why Yahweh raised up Brother Johnson for the Adventists in 1970 to fulfill the prophecy of the 2300 days for the restoration of the complete sanctuary service and put it into operation. And Sister White prophesied that that sanctuary should be restored and put back into its rightful order. And lo and behold, Yahweh kept his promise. He raised up an instrument of his choice, Brother W. Johnson, and Brother Johnson accomplished that which was prophesied and promised, and which is in the type. Yahweh sent two things that Yahweh impossible for him to lie. It says Yahweh will not lie: a promise and an oath. When he swears by a promise and an oath, it will stand fast throughout eternity. All right, it says in Exodus 12:18, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at even. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses, for whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of the Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. You shall eat nothing leavened, and all your habitations shall you eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according unto your family, and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Yahweh will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, Yahweh will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance unto thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass when you become into the land which Yahweh will give you, according as he has promised, that he shall keep his service, this service. And it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, what mean you by this service? That you shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Yahweh's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel and Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed their head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as Yahweh had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass that at the midnight the Yahweh smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants, and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house, for there was not one bed. And he called for Moses and Aaron by the night and said, Rise up and get ye forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Yahweh as ye have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people, that they might send them out of the land in the haste, for they said, We be all dead men. And the people took their dough, before verse 11, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes, upon their shoulders, and the children of Israel did according unto the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Sukkoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough, which they brought forth out of the Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of the Egypt, and could not tarry. Neither had they prepared for themselves any victory. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the self same day, it came to pass that all the hosts of Yahweh went out from the land of Egypt. Now the 430 years ended in the antitype in 1930. Okay, now keep that in mind. It is a night to be much observed unto the Yahweh for the bringing them out from the land of the Egypt. This is that night of the Yahweh to be observed of all the children of Israel and their generation. And the Yahweh said unto Moses and Aaron, This is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof, but every man's servant that is bought for money. When thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and an hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with ye and will keep the Passover to the Yahweh, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. Okay, so now, all of these Gentiles that are at hand to come, when it's come time for them to come in, if they're not circumcised, they're going to have to be circumcised. Okay? And he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be unto him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as the Yahweh commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the self same day that the Yahweh did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. Okay, that ends Exodus chapter 12. Exodus 23 now, chapter. Start with verse 1. Thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to rest judgment. Neither shalt thou countenance a poor man in his cause. If thou meet thine enemy's ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt surely bring it back unto him again. Thou see the ass of him that hateth thee lying under his burden, and wouldest forbear to help him, thou shalt surely help with him. Thou shalt not rest the judgment of the poor and his cause. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not. For I will not justify the wicked, and thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. Also thou shalt not oppress a stranger, for ye know the heart of a stranger, seeing ye were strangers in the land of Egypt, and 6 years thou shalt sow thy land, and shalt gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year thou shalt let it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beast of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and with thy olive yard. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest, and that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of the other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. 3 times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of the unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I command thee, in the time appointed of the Yahweh Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And the feast of the harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of the ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field, 3 times in the year all thy males shall appear before the Yahweh Elohim. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with the leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of Yahweh the Elohim. Thou shalt not seethe, that means to boil or cook, a kid in his mother's milk. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. So what is that name? Yahshua. Y-A-H-U-S-H-U-A. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For mine angel shall go before thee, and bring thee in unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them, and quite break down their images. And he shall serve the Yahweh your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites from before thee. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. And I will set thy bounds from the Red Sea even unto the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert unto the river, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and thou shalt drive them out before thee. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their gods, it will surely be a snare unto thee. Now, that is very good. Let's go now to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Okay, Deuteronomy, let's read chapter 10, verse 12. And now, Israel, what doth the Yahweh thy Elohim require of thee, but to fear the Yahweh thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Deuteronomy chapter 7 now. We're going to start with verse 1. When the Yahweh thy Elohim shall bring thee into the land, whither thou goest to possess it, and hast cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Yahweh thy Elohim shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them, thy daughter. Thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Yahweh be kindled against you, and destroy thee suddenly. But thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars, and break down their images, and cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with the fire. For thou art an holy people unto the Yahweh, thy Elohim. The Yahweh thy Elohim hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because Yahweh loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of the Pharaoh king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Yahweh thy Elohim, he is the Yahweh, the faithful Yahweh, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments unto a thousand generations. Now that goes along with Psalms 105, verse 8, 9, and 10. We might quickly turn to that and read it. It says, He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, which covenant he made with Abraham, and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and unto Israel for an everlasting covenant. Adventists, you are without excuse. Davidian Adventists, you are without excuse. Brother Johnson restored the sanctuary service according to this everlasting covenant that Yahweh made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So Adventists, you are without excuse. You're the descendants of the seed of Abraham. We are the descendants of the seed of Abraham. Those that are sanctified and purified and come through all the feeding pastures and come through each judgment period, they are the ones that are the true seed of Abraham and the seed of Yahshua as well. Okay. The seed of David, seed of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Yahshua, come through that lineage. And it says in Psalm 105, verse 11, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. Okay, now let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 10. And repayeth them that hate him to their face, to destroy them, he will not be slack to him that hateth him, he will repay him to his face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgment which I command thee this day to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Yahweh thy Elohim shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy father. So, Gilead Center, being the most privileged of all the branches of the Adventist movement, the third feeding pasture, the third step of the genuine movement of the Seventh-day Adventist, was the one that's given all of the light for the restoration of the sanctuary that will govern and bring forth the kingdom of glory. That was the privilege that the firstborn, Brother Stevie Johnson, had in 1970. Okay. It says in the Deuteronomy 7:13, and he will love thee, and bless thee, and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb, and the fruit of thy land, thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil, the increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy sheep, and the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. And Gilead Center wondered why they were small to begin with, and they were smaller at the end of their 33-year sojourn in the wilderness. They were even smaller. And then when the judgment arrived, starting the judgment of the living, closing up the judgment of the dead, there was only five people that came and escaped out of that burning. In 2002, 2003, and then after they escaped, only two remains today of the five that escaped the first burning for the house of Israel. Deuteronomy 7:14, thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male nor female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Yahweh will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt or which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee, and thou shalt consume all the people, which the Yahweh the Elohim shall deliver thee, and thine eyes shall have no pity upon them. Neither shalt thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto thee. If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I can, how can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Yahweh the Elohim did unto Pharaoh and unto all of Egypt. The great temptation which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders and the mighty hand and the stretched out arm whereby the Yahweh the Elohim brought thee out, so shall the Yahweh the Elohim do unto all the people unto whom thou art afraid. Move the Yahweh the Elohim will send the horn among them and tell they that are left and hide themselves from thee to be destroyed. Thou shalt not be affrighted at them, for the Yahweh the Elohim is among you a mighty Elohim and terrible. And Yahweh the Elohim will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon thee. And Yahweh the Elohim shall deliver them unto thee, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. And he shall deliver their kings into thine hand, and thou shalt destroy their name from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before thee until thou have destroyed them. The graven images of their gods shall be ye burned with the fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein. For it is an abomination to the Yahweh the Elohim. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it, but thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. Well, our brother Alan DeLong, he brought one abominable thing in his house, and it was invisible to the eye, unless you knew exactly what it was, and that was this yoga meditation. He hated it, but when he married his first wife, she was afflicted with this here yoga meditation, with this evil spirit. And Alan rejected it at first, but he finally accepted her with her yoga. And when he did, then he became contaminated, and he brought the abomination until he went into it. He went into the yoga. After he escaped the first judgment at Trump and came with us here to Liberty Hill, then he went into the yoga and practiced. And that was the abomination he brought into the house. Plus, he would cut his beard, and I think I told him at least 7 times to not cut his beard. And on the 7th time, the Holy Spirit said, tell Alan that he is officially dismissed from the kingdom. And so I told him. I walked over to his chair and I said, Alan, consider yourself dismissed from the kingdom. Yahweh has spoken. And he just kind of smiled at me and kept coming to church. Well, he kept coming to church for several more years, but you know, Yahweh drove him out. Because he had abominations that he had imbibed. And one of them was this unclean spirit of the yoga meditation. And then he took on this alien woman of another race of people as for a wife, and she was married. She was married to another man. And he still took her on and so forth. So anyway, that's the end of Deuteronomy chapter 7. Let's go right on into Deuteronomy chapter now. Let's go to chapter 10. At that time Yahweh said unto me, hew thee 2 tables of stone like unto the first, and come up unto me into the mount, and make thee an ark of wood. And I will write on the tables the words that were in the 1st tables which thou breakest, and thou shalt put them in the ark. And I made an ark of shittim wood, and hewed 2 tables of stone like unto the first, and went up into the mount, having the 2 tables in mine hand. And he wrote on the tables, according to the 1st writings, the 10 commandments, which the Yahweh spake unto you, in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly, and the Yahweh gave them unto me. And I turned myself, and came down from the mount, and put the tables in the ark which I had made, and there they be as the Yahweh commanded me. And the children of Israel took their journey from Beeroth, and the children of Jachin, to Moserah. There Aaron died, and there he was buried, and Eleazar his son ministered in the priest's office in his stead. From thence they journeyed unto Gilgal, and from Gilgal to Jotbath, a land of rivers of waters. At that time Yahweh separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, to stand before the Yahweh, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name unto this day. Wherefore Levi hath no part nor inheritance with his brethren. Yahweh is his inheritance, according to the Yahweh that Elohim promised him, as the Yahweh promised him. And I stayed in the mount, according unto the first time, 40 days and 40 nights, and the Yahweh hearkened unto me at that time also, and the Yahweh would not destroy thee. And the Yahweh said unto me, Arise, take thy journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. And now, Israel, what doth the Yahweh thy Elohim require of thee, but to fear the Yahweh thy Elohim, and to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Now let's turn to Micah chapter 6 right quick and see what we talk with there. It says, verse 8, And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people, as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of the sheep, who if he go through both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. Well, actually, I read Micah 5:8, and I want to read Micah 6:8. It says, He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Yahweh require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. And it says in verse 9, Micah 6, Yahweh's voice crieth unto the city, unto the Seventh-day Adventist congregation, and the Davidian Seventh-day Adventist, and the Branch Davidian Seventh-day Adventist, Trumbull, Texas. This is a prophecy especially for Gilead Center. Yahweh's voice crieth unto the city at Gilead Center, and the man of the wisdom shall see thy name. Well, the name came into controversy there at Gilead Center for the first time among the Adventists. Brother Johnson was given that sacred name to restore, and he was given a sacred Bible with it in there, and he even announced that he was restoring it in 1970. But then he reneged on it and kept using those pagan titles, Lord God and Jesus. But Elijah David and his wife, Catherine, finally saw the light on it toward the end of our sojourn at Tremont, Texas. And we began to use it and introduce it back to Brother Johnson from us that we were doing it. We told him we were keeping it, and we were using the sacred name exclusively. And yet he still would not hearken unto it. So this is what it's talking about. The man of wisdom shall see thy name. Well, I was the man of wisdom that saw the name. Russell was not the man of wisdom. It says, Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? Yahweh's voice crieth unto the city of Gilead Center, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name, hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it. So that was the message that Yahweh gave me to give to Rolus, to hear the rod. So that's who he's talking about, the man of wisdom that saw the name, announced to hear the rod, and who hath appointed it. And there are there yet treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and the scant measure that is abominable? Shall I count them pure with the wicked balances, and with the bag of deceitful weight? For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Therefore also will I make thee sick and smiting thee, and making thee desolate because of thy sin. Thou shalt eat, but not be satisfied, and thy casting down shall be in the midst of thee, and thou shalt take hold, but shalt not deliver. and that which thou deliverest will I give up to the sword. I mean, this is Micah 6, verse 15 now. Thou shalt sow, but thou shalt not reap. Thou shalt tread the olives, but thou shalt not anoint thee with the oil, and sweet wine, but shalt not drink the wine. So isn't this amazing? Brother Johnson was given all of this. He was given all of this, and he sowed. He sowed the seed, but he didn't reap. He tread the olives, but he didn't use the oil for anointing. And the sweet wine, which is present truth or doctrine, pure doctrine, but shall not drink the wine. So that's why Gilead's sinners fell by the wayside, because they fulfilled that Micah 6:15. For the statutes of Omri are kept. Now who's Omri? He's the father of Ahab. So who is Brother Johnson? Antitypical Ahab. Because his father, Omri, it says he kept the statutes of Omri, not the statutes of Yahweh. And all you have to do is go read Isaiah chapter 1 to know exactly that that's what happened in Kermit, Texas. And that's the reason why Yahweh in Isaiah chapter 1, he come and took their feast days away from them, their new moons, their Sabbaths, and all their holy convocation, he took it away from them. Because they kept the statutes of Omri here and Micah 6:16. For the statutes of Omri are kept, and all the works of the house of Ahab. Oh, there you are. So Brother Johnson being antitypical Ahab, this is a prophecy for Gilead Center, 2002-2003. And you walk in their counsels that I should make thee a desolation, and the inhabitants thereof an hissing, therefore you shall bear the reproach of my people. So Brother Johnson bore the reproach of the whole Seventh-day Adventist Church, and he bore the reproach of all the Davidians that rejected present truth from 1844 clear up to 2003. This brings the close of our study. This hour. Contact us at the 11th hour. Call us number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. This brings the close of our study. This hour. Contact us at the 11th hour. Call us number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song that I've written entitled, "Let the Heavenly Light Shine Through." Well, you would not have known about a wonderful Yah if I have not created you. To bring up the heavenly light shine through, and Yah is listening when it comes, and we'll have a heavenly home for you. There would not have been a reason ever if Yah had never come down. He spoke the word of creation, heard every word that is spinning around. He spoke the word, and the light appeared. He divided from the night. And Yah saw that his work was good, created by his mind. Let the heavenly light shine through. Let the heavenly light shine through. Yah, mercy when he comes again, we'll have a heavenly home for you. Where you climb on a mountain and you look around, there's a green valley below. There's the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and all the heaven can spare. And that's just a glimpse of what the waiting over there. Let the heavenly light shine through. Let the heavenly light shine through. And Yah is mercy when he comes again, we'll have a heavenly home for you. When you climb up on a mountain and you look around, valley below, there's a moon up above, there's a sign of the flow, there's a peaceful river that flows. There's the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and all the heaven can afford. And you think that this is just a glimpse of what the waiting over there. There's
let the heavenly light shine through. Let the heavenly light shine through.